Okay, hope everybody had a wonderful Monday. The second Mishnah of Hillel in the first chapter of Pirkei Avos, he's the only one, again, who gets three Mishnayos in one chapter, and he gets many more in the second chapter, is actually in Aramaic. So, Huayo Omer, Nugad Shemei, Avad Shemei. Somebody who tries to elevate their name is eventually going to find that their name is mud. Hillel was famous. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph speaks about Anvisanuso Shel Hillel, that Hillel, despite the fact that he was the greatest of his generation, he was unfailingly modest in his dealings with everybody, and that was contrasted by the Gemara with Kaptanuso Shel Shammai, that Shammai had very little toleration for people, and the Gemara discuss cases where people came and they wanted to join Klal Yisrael, and they said, teach me the entire Torah on one foot, or I'll convert on the basis that I can become the Kohen Gadol. Obviously, from a halachic perspective, absurd scenarios, and Hillel related to them with dignity and with respect, and Shammai was very aggressive towards them. So, again, there's an autobiographical component here when Hillel says, Negad Shemei, Avad Shemei, that somebody who's out there for themselves and their own name, so they're not going to get the reputation that they want. On the contrary, they'll have a very different kind of reputation, so you have to understand that in an autobiographical context. Then he goes on to say, Delomosif Yosef, a person who doesn't grow in their learning will forget what they already know. There's another interpretation that says that they'll have a much worse outcome than just forgetting what they already know, but basically the idea is, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, Ve'agisa Bo Yomam Ve'Laila, the Rambam says a person is mechuyav to immerse oneself in Torah literally until the last day, Ad Yom Moso, Shenemar Kol Yemei Chayecha. That Hillel's point was that a person always has to, if they think that they know everything, there's always more to learn, which is also a reflection of humility in the sense that there's never room to say that you've mastered it all. My favorite, Delo Yalif K'tel Achayev, that a person, 90% of the Rishonim, that's a rough estimate, say that it means a person who doesn't learn at all is in principle Chayev Misa, but the parish which is Miuchas to Rashi, the parish which is attributed to Rashi, says, doesn't mean a person doesn't learn, but a person who doesn't teach. And Rashi says, L'chol Talmud HaShoel, that somebody who knows something in Torah doesn't know it for themselves, but he knows it for other people. The two sources that we have in the Torah, that we have to study Torah, are actually sources that tell us that we have to teach Torah. So you can't teach it if you don't know it, but the orientation is, anytime I learn something, I should already be thinking about Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha Kivas Yaakov, it belongs to everybody. It doesn't belong to one person. So anytime we learn Torah, it's really for the sake of transmission. And I think a person who learns Torah that way, it's a completely different Torah. The Gemara in Sukkah refers to the Pasuk for Torah's Chesed al-Lishona from the Yeshas Chayil. Says, what's the difference between Torah and Torah's Chesed? A Torah's Chesed is Torah al-Menas al-Lamda. A person has an orientation that they're looking to share Torah with the entire Jewish people. And that of course, should be our orientation, no matter we're learning something small, something big, whatever it is, that should always be a person's orientation. Delo yalif k'tel achayev. So a person who's learning for themselves is actually chayev misa. And this may be supported by a medrash in the context of the death of the students of Rabbi Akiva. The Bavli just says, lo nagu kavod ze bazeh, but the medrash actually quotes it a little bit differently, that the specific form of kavod that they lacked for each other is that they weren't interested in sharing Torah. They had an ayin sara in Torah, and that's why Rabbi Akiva made a big point with his five later Talmidim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shumba Yochai, and Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, and he said that you have to go and fill the world with Torah. Don't be like the first ones who weren't interested in sharing Torah. They just were interested in sort of possessing and aggregating Torah unto themselves. So, delo yalif k'tel achayev, and finally, we'll conclude, ishtamish besaga chalof, is again a person who wants to use the crown of Torah for creating their own brand, becoming, best-selling this or that, some kind of, a hyperbolic figure out there. So a person who wants to use Torah in that way for their own agenda, the Ishtamish Besaga Chalaf should literally pass from this world. Hillel was never about that. So the overarching theme of these four statements is what the Gemara would have called Anvisanuso Shel Hillel, his overwhelming modesty, and that's why to this day, right, Hillel has such a special place in the hearts of the Jewish people, specifically because in his own lifetime, he always was mashpil himself. He never lauded himself, but always took precisely the opposite approach.